Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello once again. This is Danny, and welcome to Danny Moments. The episode gives you God's word from a Christian and a queer perspective. And how are you today? I just pray that your day has gone well. I took a hiatus for a couple of weeks. Quiet Sunday, I wish everyone a happy Friday, and also the 4th of July, wishing everybody a happy Independence Day. A belated happy Independence Day. You know, thinking about Independence Day, I think about one of the things about our country's forefathers was the wisdom that they had. Now, I'm not saying they were perfect, but they had a lot of wisdom. What was needed to reform our country. And Lord knows that we need a lot of wisdom today in our mixed up, convoluted, confusing world. I'm taking today's episode from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. I'm going to read from the New Revised Standard Edition first, and then from the New International Version. First from New Revised Standard Edition, as Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. Now I'm going to read from the New International Version. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Within me, your days will be many, and the years will be added to your life. Now look at today's world, and one thing I've said is, it seems to be awful. A woeful lack of any spiritual or moral qualities in our leaders. And, you know, some of them don't understand our battle. It's not a fleshly battle, it's a battle of the spirit. It's a spiritual battle. And we have to find spiritual battle with the things that God equips us with: prayer, fasting, calling out on God, repentance. And I look at now what our political system is, I don't hear a lot of things spoken about any kind of wisdom spoken. It's more about gaining power, documenting position. Who's going to be hired and who's going to be newsworthy. And this is not what God wants. So people who look to the Lord, look to God for wisdom and understanding, will give much clearer vision for our country and for the world. And many things, many issues that we deal with are not only physical issues, but spiritual issues. So one thing I've always said is that people who don't have a home to live in, it's more issues being dealt with than just not having a place to live. A lot of them are dealing with substance abuse, mental illness, depression, and other things. But it's also a battle within their spirit. Many don't feel defeated. Many feel lost. Many feel, nobody cares about them. But, when God cares about them. Now, if our leaders and, if people have received wisdom and understanding, then God can clear away all the
us
and the mess that we have now. The lack of trust, you know, I don't know everything. I confess it, I don't know everything. You know, I'm gonna have to rely. You know, we have to rely on God for understanding and wisdom. Because godly wisdom, you know, God will give insight. One of the beautiful things about King David is the fact that he had, you know, he had a lot of wisdom. He had a lot of wisdom. And also Jesus is a lot of, you know, he was the Son of God, but he also a wise man. He was also wise. You know, he had the parables, you know, he had a lot of wise sayings because he was the Son of God. And I go, let's go to verse 11 of chapter 8. I'll read again from the New Revised Standard Edition. And then I'll read from the New International Version. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with it. That is read from the International Version, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare to it. Now, you can't put a price tag on wisdom. How many times can you think of in your life where someone has spoken a word of wisdom, and it just cleared up a lot of things that you had in your mind or on your heart, cleared up a lot of confusion, and also cleared up a lot of doubts? You know, wisdom will clear. No, it'll make a way, you know, open up a direction in which to go. See, godly wisdom sees beyond what's right there. See, beyond what all the confusion, it sees beyond all the conflict. As I mentioned earlier, it's a spiritual battle. And I'm sure many of you can relate to some place, sometime in your life where somebody spoke a word, kind words to you, and it cleared up a lot of things. You brought, you know, brought many, many understanding. It allows you to proceed and go on. And God knows this is what our country is now, with all the conflicts and confusion, all the things about racism, and, you know, about different groups because they're different, with the LGBT community, you know, having been a part of that, I see what's going on, what some people want to do to us. And all that, you know, in which they look to Jesus, look at the wisdom that he possessed. And all the things that, a lot of the things that our leaders think that are important, I believe that Jesus is with us now. I believe Jesus would bring a wholly different perspective on our current situation. I really believe that. Or to put it quite another way, you know, it's not, I think he would tell all our leaders and churches that it isn't about you. It's about God, about Jesus, about being servants, being a service. One thing I believe a leader should do is encourage people, encourage those, challenge those that need to be, you know, encourage those. Be a leader. Seek God's wisdom. Now seek his direction. Because a lot of things that are happening now, I don't know the answer. And many people out there don't know the answer, don't know what the answer is. They don't know where to go. But seeking godly wisdom, God will give you that direction. Like I said, verse 10 of chapter 9 of Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear the Lord. When people fear the Lord, I don't mean their talent, you know, but they have a deep respect for God. So much so that they will seek his counsel and his wisdom. And that's what we need in our world today. And I pray that God will raise up people with that godly wisdom. And you don't have to have a degree or be educated or have wisdom. You could be somebody in your family, you could be a friend, you could be a teacher, you could be your fellow peers, you could be anybody. Wisdom is not limited to any particular class. Wisdom can come about anytime, anywhere. And it's what's greatly needed. And what I'd like to leave here is seek God's wisdom. Though the wisdom that we get, though it can be precious, it can save a life. Like it said in verse 11, chapter 8, probably. Wisdom is better than you. And I can think of many times where somebody said, a wise word was spoken to me that made all the difference in the world. And that all that you may desire cannot compare to it. That's absolutely true. A wise word, you can't put a price on. Wisdom, you can't put a price on. Wisdom lasts forever. It goes on forever. And I'd like to thank you for being here today. And I hope these listeners help someone. I hope I'm sure it helps someone. And I'd like to thank you for being here today. And think about if you want to read again, it's Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. And this is Genevieve from Genevieve Gems. And I look forward to getting together with you on our next episode. Thank you.